Nestled in the heart of California's Central Valley, Clovis exuded a timeless charm. Its tree-lined streets, adorned with quaint boutiques and family-owned diners, painted a picturesque scene. The town thrived on a vibrant community spirit, where neighbors knew each other's names and the warmth of summer seemed to permeate every corner. At the heart of this idyllic setting were three inseparable companions. Emma, the spirited artist with a penchant for seeing beauty in the everyday. Jake, a magnetic presence whose love for surfing was only surpassed by his love for life. And Lily, Emma's steadfast confidant and a photography enthusiast with a knack for capturing moments that resonated with the soul. Their story unfurled against the backdrop of Sierra Bicentennial Park, a sanctuary of nature's splendor. Tall oaks embraced the park's edge, their branches stretching towards the cerulean sky. A tranquil lake nestled within, mirroring the azure heavens, whispered serenity. It was here that the trio often sought refuge, their souls entwined with the ebb and flow of the water. As the sun dipped low on the horizon, casting a golden glow across the landscape, Emma and Lily reveled in their shared passion for capturing the ephemeral beauty of twilight. Emma's canvas and Lily's lens harmonized in a dance of creativity, immortalizing the moment when day surrendered to night. Their laughter rang out, mingling with the distant melodies of songbirds, echoing a friendship bound by shared dreams and artistic fervor. In these halcyon days, Clovis held them in its warm embrace, promising endless possibilities under the sun-kissed skies. The trio's story was just beginning. An adventure woven with the threads of art, friendship, and the promise of a summer that would etch itself into their souls forever. Little did they know, the winds of destiny were about to steer their course toward a tapestry of experiences that would forever shape their lives. One languid afternoon, as the sun hung low in the sky, casting a warm golden hue over Clovis, Emma found herself drawn to an antique shop nestled near Sierra Vista Mall. Its weathered sign swung gently in the breeze, beckoning her inside. The air was thick with the scent of aged wood and dusty nostalgia, carrying the stories of forgotten treasures. Amidst the shelves lined with curiosities from bygone eras, Emma's eyes alighted on an old Polaroid camera. It stood nestled amongst a collection of forgotten mementos, its black leather case worn but exuding a certain timeless elegance. The camera seemed to hold secrets, a portal to a world of captured memories waiting to be unveiled. As Emma delicately cradled the camera in her hands, she felt a peculiar sense of connection, as though the camera itself had chosen her. Its weight was comforting, its presence almost reassuring. Curiosity danced in her eyes, and she turned to the shopkeeper, an elderly man with kind, twinkling eyes that seemed to have witnessed lifetimes of stories. "Ah, the Polaroid," he mused, his voice a gentle rasp. "A relic of days gone by, but rumored to hold the power of everlasting memories and a touch of luck for those who wield it." Emma's heart quickened, captivated by the mystique that surrounded this vintage gem. She listened intently, hanging on the shopkeeper's every word. He regaled her with tales of couples who had captured their first kisses, families immortalizing joyous reunions, and adventurers documenting their journeys with this very camera. The notion of preserving fleeting moments in time with such a device filled Emma with a sense of wonder and longing. She knew then that this Polaroid was destined to be hers, a conduit for the stories she yearned to tell through her art. With a grateful smile, she exchanged a handful of coins for the camera, its legacy now entrusted to her. As Emma left the shop, the Polaroid cradled in her arms, a newfound excitement bubbled within her. Little did she know that this chance encounter would mark the beginning of a summer filled with enchanting moments, woven together by the magic of a camera and the promise of enduring memories. With the vintage Polaroid camera nestled securely in her bag, Emma's world seemed to take on a different hue. Every corner of Clovis became a potential canvas for her newfound companion. She captured the sun, dappled streets, the blooming flowers in Sierra Bicentennial Park, and the quaint storefronts that lined the town square. Each click of the shutter was like etching a fragment of time onto a tangible piece of memory. Emma's family and friends were soon swept up in her enthusiasm. They eagerly posed for her, their smiles radiating genuine joy. The Polaroid prints, each one a unique snapshot of a moment that would never fade, became cherished keepsakes for those lucky enough to be a part of Emma's creative vision. As Emma's collection of Polaroids grew, so did the sense of wonder and magic that surrounded them. Each photo seemed to hold a piece of the moment it captured, carrying with it a certain warmth that tugged at the heartstrings. They adorned the walls of her room, transforming it into a gallery of memories, a testament to the beauty she found in the everyday. One sunny afternoon, as Emma and Lily wandered along the shores of the lake in Sierra Bicentennial Park, capturing the play of light on the water, a familiar figure appeared on the horizon. It was Jake, his surfboard tucked under his arm, a grin as wide as the horizon.
"Hey, Emma!"
"Hey, Lily," he called out, his voice carrying on the breeze. "What's the canvas today?" With a mischievous glint in her eye, Emma handed Jake the Polaroid camera.
"You tell us," she replied, a challenge dancing in her voice.
From that moment on, Jake became a central figure in their artistic escapades. His presence infused their adventures with a new energy, a contagious zest for life that harmonized seamlessly with Emma's creative spirit. Together, they explored every nook and cranny of Clovis, seeking out hidden gems and capturing them through the lens of the Polaroid. Their laughter echoed through the streets as they chased sunsets and chased after the perfect shot, driven by an insatiable hunger to encapsulate the beauty they saw around them. Emma's artistic eye and Jake's adventurous spirit complemented each other perfectly, weaving a tapestry of moments that became more than just photographs. They were portals to the essence of Clovis. One scorching summer day, the trio decided to seek respite at Wildwater Adventure Park. The water slides beckoned, promising an exhilarating escape from the heat. Armed with their Polaroid, they embarked on a day of unbridled fun. The echoes of their laughter blended with the splashes and squeals of children and families relishing the watery thrills. As they plummeted down the slides, their faces contorted in a mix of exhilaration and pure, unadulterated joy, Emma captured the moments with the precision of an artist and the heart of an adventurer. The prints that emerged from the camera were a testament to the bonds forged in the heart of summer, frozen in time like ancient relics. As the sun began its slow descent, casting a golden glow over the park, the trio found solace by the lazy river. They floated along, the cool water soothing their sun-kissed skin, their spirits buoyed by the promise of more adventures yet to come. The days turned into weeks, and the Polaroid camera became a cherished companion, a silent witness to a summer that seemed destined to last forever. Emma, Jake, and Lily continued their explorations, their spirits intertwined with the heart of Clovis. Little did they know that their journey was hurtling toward a climax that would forever etch this sun-kissed summer into the annals of their memories. Under the dappled shade of ancient oaks, the Clovis Botanical Garden was a sanctuary of tranquility. The air was alive with the heady fragrance of blossoms, and the soft susurrus of leaves whispered secrets only nature understood. It was here, amidst the verdant beauty, that destiny wove its tapestry. As Emma and Jake strolled along the meandering paths, the weight of their unspoken feelings hung palpably in the air. The world seemed to hold its breath, as if aware that something momentous was on the verge of transpiring. Their laughter, usually carefree, carried a note of tenderness, a subtle shift that hinted at the evolution of their friendship. They paused beneath the embrace of a centuries, old oak, its gnarled branches offering a canopy of shade. The play of light and shadow danced upon their faces, casting a gentle golden glow. Time seemed to stand still, cocooning them in a moment that held the promise
of forever. Emma turned to Jake, her eyes luminous with a vulnerability that spoke volumes. Words seemed superfluous in the face of this profound connection. Jake, his gaze locked with hers, felt a surge of emotions welling within him, a river of sentiment he could no longer contain. It was then that Lily, sensing the gravity of the moment, discreetly raised the Polaroid camera. With the precision of an artist and the instinct of a true friend, she captured the essence of that suspended moment. The shutter clicked, sealing the unspoken bond between Emma and Jake within the confines of a photograph. As the print emerged from the camera, it bore witness to the alchemy of their souls. Their eyes, twin pools of understanding, spoke of shared dreams and unspoken promises. The photograph was a testament to a connection that transcended words, a moment that would forever be etched into the fabric of their lives. Time resumed its steady march, but in the hearts of Emma and Jake, something had shifted. The unspoken had found a voice in the form of a Polaroid, a tangible reminder of the magic that had transpired in the heart of Clovis Botanical Garden. Their steps led them deeper into the garden, their fingers intertwined, their hearts pulsating in harmonious rhythm. The weight of unspoken words had been lifted, replaced by a sense of certainty that their journey was far from over. As the sun dipped low on the horizon, casting long, languid shadows, Emma and Jake knew that their story had only just begun. They were bound by the unbreakable thread of shared moments, captured in the tender click of a shutter and destined to dance through life's chapters together. As the golden days of summer began to wane, a bittersweet awareness settled over Emma, Jake, and Lily. The inevitable passage of time hung in the air, a silent reminder that their sun-kissed adventures were drawing to a close. Each moment became a treasure, held close to their hearts, as they sought to make the most of their remaining days. They returned to familiar haunts, weaving through the streets of Clovis with a sense of nostalgia tinged with gratitude. Sierra Bicentennial Park, where their journey had begun, witnessed their laughter one last time. The lake glistened, mirroring the sky's farewell, and the memories captured in Polaroid prints seemed to come alive in the soft, fading light. As the sun set, painting the horizon in hues of amber and rose, they sought solace in the embrace of their favorite eateries, just as Joe's Country Kitchen, with its rustic charm and comforting aromas, welcomed them like an old friend. They gathered around a worn wooden table, their fingers tracing the grain as they shared stories of their adventures. At Carrillo's Mexican Food, the vibrant flavors seemed to mirror the vivacity of their summer. Plates of enchiladas and tacos were passed around, each bite a symphony of tastes that danced on their tongues. They savored the moments, the camaraderie, and the undeniable sense of belonging that had blossomed between them. Conversations flowed like a river, meandering through the highs and lows of their shared experiences. Laughter bubbled up, harmonizing with the gentle strumming of a guitar in the background. They reminisced about the day Jake had dared Emma to paint the town square, the afternoon Lily had captured a candid shot of a street performer, and the countless sunsets that had marked their days. As they left the restaurant, the scent of spices lingering in the air, a quiet understanding passed between them. Their hearts swelled with gratitude for the summer that had gifted them with a tapestry of moments, each one a brushstroke in the portrait of their friendship. The remaining days slipped through their fingers like grains of sand, each one a poignant reminder of the transient nature of time. They returned to Wildwater Adventure Park, relishing the thrill of the slides, but with a sense of reverence for the memories they carried. On their final evening, they gathered at Colton's Social House, a place that had witnessed the evolution of their summer. Emma unveiled her masterpiece, a mural that encapsulated the spirit of their adventures, the laughter, and the unbreakable bond they shared. As they stood before the mural, bathed in the warm glow of the setting sun, a profound sense of closure settled over them. They knew that their paths would diverge, carrying with them the memories of a summer that had forever changed their lives. With embraces filled with unspoken gratitude, they parted ways, hearts intertwined, knowing that the sun-kissed days of Clovis would forever hold a special place in their souls. On the eve of their departure from the sun-kissed embrace of Clovis, Emma, with brushes in hand and heart brimming with sentiment, set to work on her grand finale. Colton's social house, a haven of shared laughter and cherished moments, bore witness to the final stroke of her masterpiece. Under the soft glow of string lights, Emma's hands moved with purpose, each brushstroke a tribute to the unforgettable summer they had woven together. The mural unfurled before her, a tapestry of vivid colors and intricate details that breathed life into their shared adventures. The mural spoke of their laughter at Wildwater Adventure Park, the sun-soaked afternoons at Sierra Bicentennial Park, and the candid moments captured through the lens of the Polaroid. It whispered of the unspoken connection that had blossomed between Emma and Jake, a connection that transcended words and time. As the final stroke graced the canvas, Emma stepped back, her breath catching in her throat. The mural was a testament to the magic they had created, a tangible reminder of the bond that would forever link their hearts. She knew in that moment that it was a gift not only to Jake and Lily, but to herself, a piece of her soul imprinted on the walls of Colton's. When the trio entered the familiar establishment, their eyes widened in awe. The mural seemed to come alive, the vibrant hues dancing in the soft light. Lily's gasp of delight echoed through the space, mingling with the soft chords of a guitar in the background. Jake's eyes shone with a mixture of surprise and gratitude, his hand finding Emma's in silent acknowledgement. As they stood before the mural, a profound silence settled over them, punctuated only by the soft hum of conversation from the patrons around them. It was a moment of reverence, a recognition of the profound impact this summer had etched into the fabric of their lives. In the final moments before their departure, they gathered before the mural, hands clasped in a silent promise. They knew that the tapestry of their memories would forever adorn the walls of Colton's social house, a legacy of a summer that had transformed them. With embraces that spoke volumes and words that held the weight of unspoken gratitude, they bid farewell to Clovis. As they turned their backs on the town that had become their sanctuary, their hearts carried with them the mural, the Polaroids, and the indelible imprint of a summer that would forever shine as a beacon of cherished memories. They knew, without a doubt, that the magic of Clovis would forever be a part of them, woven into the very fabric of their beings. As the last rays of the setting sun bathed Clovis in a warm golden glow, Emma, Jake, and Lily stood before the mural at Colton's social house. The vibrant colors seemed to dance in the fading light, each stroke of the brush a testament to the moments that had defined their summer. Silence hung in the air, a serene stillness that spoke louder than any words could. Their eyes traced the contours of the mural, each image a portal to a memory that would forever be etched into their souls. It was a culmination of laughter, shared dreams, and the unspoken connection that had blossomed between them. In that moment, they knew that their lives had been forever changed. The summer in Clovis had been a canvas, and they had painted it with the hues of their laughter and the brushstrokes of their adventures. It was a chapter they would carry with them, a source of strength and inspiration in the years to come. As they turned to leave, a quiet understanding passed between them. They knew that life would take them on separate journeys, but the bond they had forged in the heart of Clovis would forever tether their hearts. The memories they had made would be their compass, guiding them through the twists and turns of life's path. With hearts full of gratitude, they took their final steps away from Colton's social house. The night air held a certain crispness, a whisper of change that carried with it the promise of new beginnings. Clovis, with its sun-kissed streets and vibrant spirit, had become a part of them, woven into the tapestry of their lives. As they looked back one last time, the mural stood as a silent sentinel, a beacon of the summer that had transformed them. The town seemed to bid them farewell, its streets echoing with the memories they had created. They knew that no matter where life took them, they would forever carry a piece of Clovis within them. And so, with hearts full and spirits lifted, they turned towards the horizon, ready to embrace the adventures that awaited them. As the sun set over Clovis, painting the sky in hues of pink and gold, they knew that the memories they had made would forever be imprinted on their hearts, a source of light and warmth in the days to come. Clovis had given them a summer to remember, and in return they carried a piece of Clovis with them, a reminder of the transformative power of friendship and the magic that could be found in even the simplest of moments.